Introductions on Classical WFMT is sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bowes, a maker and restorer of string instrument bows at 226 South Wabash Avenue, on the web at johnnorwoodlee.com.
Welcome to Introductions, WFMT's weekly show that features the Chicago area's top pre-college musicians. I'm Robbie Ellis. Today, we're live in the Faye and Daniel Levin Performance Studio with violinist Elle Cho. Elle is from Park Ridge, 16 years old, and she's just started her senior year at Maine South High School. She studies violin with Almita Vamos through the Music Institute of Chicago Academy, and she's been on the show with two different Academy string quartets. Later in the hour, Elle Cho joins pianist Milana Pavchinskaya for the Romance by Beach and the first movement of the Concerto by Tchaikovsky. First, though, we hear something for purely violin solo. It's the fugue movement from J.S. Bach's Sonata No. 1. Elle Cho is live on Introductions on Classical WFMT.
Thank you.
The Fugue from the Solo Violin Sonata No. 1 by Bach, starting off this live broadcast from the Faye and Daniel Levin Performance Studio. The violinist was 16-year-old El Cho from Park Ridge. Welcome back to Introductions.
Thank you.
I say welcome back. You've been on the show with a couple of chamber groups, but this is your first time as a soloist. So it's pretty typical for violinists to start recitals with some solo Bach, but why did you choose that particular Bach, the Fugue movement?
I chose the Fugue because I feel like it's a very all-encompassing piece of Bach. I feel it shows that Bach's like melodic lines with the 16th notes as well as the voicing that Bach is very well known for. So I felt that this was a very standard choice in terms of Bach.
Great. Do you come from a musical family? Are your parents musicians at all?
I come from a musical family. My parents are not musicians, but my sister is a musician. She plays the violin. She studied with the Vamoses as well, and now she's in the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra, so she's kind of been an inspiration for me.
So you mentioned the Vamoses, so that's Almita and Roland Vamos. Mm-hmm. Almita, your primary violin teacher. How long have you been studying with them?
I've been studying with Mrs. Vamos for about 8 years now. I started with her when I was 8, so now I'm 16, yeah.
What was it like auditioning for her? I mean, she auditions every potential student, obviously, yeah. And I guess you'd had some impression because your sister studied with her too, but do you remember as an 8-year-old auditioning for this queen of violin teachers?
Yeah, I do. It was in her Chicago apartment downtown. I was with my sister, and I had just been in a summer camp where I learned the Tchaikovsky melody. So I decided to play that for her, and I'm guessing she liked it because when Mr. Vamos came out, she made me play the entire thing for Mr. Vamos, and then her son came, and I had to play it again for them. So I played the Tchaikovsky melody quite a few times during my first audition, I'll say, for Mrs. Vamos.
I'm guessing that's the son, Brandon Vamos, the cellist. Probably?
Yes.
Probably?
Probably.
I think she's got two sons, I think. So you've been part of the Music Institute of Chicago Academy for 4 full years. This is your 5th and final year. And you say that you really enjoy chamber music there.
Mm-hmm. I feel like chamber music is kind of a place where I learn a lot, not just about other people, but about myself. I mean, great parts of it is that I get to collaborate with my friends and, you know, meet a lot of new people, and you get to like really interact with them in a much more intimate setting because it's just typically 3 or 2 more people with you and you meet a lot, so you get to know them very quickly. But it's not just about like the chamber music skills. I feel like I learn a lot about how I play and how I interact with other people when I'm doing chamber music per se. It's really fun.
Your next music is Amy Beach's Romance in A Major. Tell us why this piece speaks to you and why it's in your recital today.
Yeah, I mean, this is going back to the Academy, but I feel that going into my final year, it'd be nice to kind of introduce a piece that was played in my first year of Academy, since I played this with a fellow pianist at the Academy, and I thought it'd be nice to bring it back.
And it is a beautiful piece, so I have no objection to you including it whatsoever. Thank you so much. El Cho, 16 years old, and she's joining pianist Milana Pavchinskaya for the Romance in A Major, Opus 23 of Amy Beach, live on Introductions.
Thank you.
A piece from 1893 that was written for and dedicated to Maud Powell, a violinist who spent a lot of time here in Chicago. Amy Beach is the composer, and this is her Romance in A Major, Opus 23. It was played today by 16-year-old Elle Cho on violin and pianist Milana Pavchinskaya. Elle is on the show today because she filled out our audition form. Well, either she or her mum did, I don't remember, but introductions. This radio show takes auditions at any time. The two essential criteria are that you need to be pre-college and local to the Chicago area. If you're both of those things, then fill out the form and give us a couple of video links of your playing. It's quick and easy, and then we can look at having you on the show. The website is wfmt.com/introductions. That's wfmt.com/introductions. And coming up next, the Violin Concerto of Tchaikovsky. You're listening to Classical WFMT. Introductions is sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bowes, serving the Chicago area for more than 40 years. Introductions is also made possible through the generous support of the Nagorny Foundation, the Kippart Family Foundation, and WFMT members like you. I'm Robbie Ellis, and my guest today is 16-year-old Elle Cho. She hails from Park Ridge. She's a senior at Maine South High School, and she's in her fifth and final year at the Music Institute of Chicago Academy, where she studies violin with Almita Vamos. And Elle, getting away from music entirely, you and your family have been inveterate visitors of national parks. My wife and I did a national parks honeymoon 4 years ago. Tell us about where you've been and some of the highlights.
Yeah, so there's around 63 or 64 national parks, and I've been to about 20 of them. So almost a third of the way through, basically a third of the way through all of them. This summer, we went to a lot. We went to a lot because I went to a music festival in Aspen, which is in the Colorado area. So Utah, Colorado, all those places are filled with national parks. I went to Black Canyon. I went to Mesa Verde. I went to Arches my second time. And I feel like the highlight of that trip was probably the Badlands, because it was just, it had both canyons as well as wildlife. I feel like it was a little bit more of a spontaneous trip. And when we went down the road, we saw many different, there were a lot of prairie dogs. I never realized what prairie dogs really looked like until that trip, and it was really cute. But I would say my favorite national park would either be Sequoia or Yellowstone National Park. Sequoia, because I went there when I was much younger, I think. So I feel like the trees seemed even larger than they probably were. I also went during the winter time, so I could just play in the snow, and it was fun. It was also kind of scary because it was so snowy that my family had to put like snow chains on their tires to get up. And then Yellowstone, I feel like for obvious reasons, it's very, very grand, has a lot of bison, a lot of wildlife. Wildlife is just very fun to observe and watch. I feel like that's a highlight. And so Yellowstone is filled with that, as well as a lot of nature, and it was very fun to visit there as well.
The four parks my wife and I did were Yellowstone, for all the reasons you described. They're great. Grand Teton and Rocky Mountain, classically beautiful. Nice. And the Badlands, that's just the arch enemy, the nemesis, the Slytherin of national parks. It's just so barren there. At Maine South High School, you have an extracurricular activity that's nothing to do with music. What is the Constitution team?
So the Constitution team is essentially a group, it has six units. So there's six groups within one Constitution team. I'm in Unit 5, which is essentially interpreting, but how the Supreme Court interprets the Constitution. And each unit has its own focus. But for me, I really enjoy case law. So that's why I kind of requested to do Unit 5, and it's very fun. We go to competitions. State is coming up, where you have three state questions, and within each question there are a couple sub questions. From those questions, you have to create a speech that kind of sets up your stance, and then you deliver your speech to a panel of judges. And then from there, after your speech, you close up your binder, and then you put it underneath the table, and the judges kind of like push you on the stance. They ask you questions, just like a free response question time.
And is it similar to appearing before an appellate court like the Supreme Court, or just you're talking about an issue more than arguing for one? Is that it?
Yeah, you're kind of, I feel like it's a little bit of both. Like my question, one of my state questions is like, how will the Supreme Court interpret the Fourth Amendment due to like a rise in AI and technology? And I feel like it's much more about like your stance while also incorporating past Supreme Court cases or Federalist Papers within that argument. So it's more so your stance backed up with like official documentation.
And the Fourth Amendment, that's the search and seizure one?
Yes, privacy.
Good. I'm a citizen officially. That's great. So to young violinists like you, it's pretty typical to finish with a concerto movement. Lots of great choices for violinists. Why the Tchaikovsky concerto for you at this stage of your career?
The Tchaikovsky concerto has become one of my favorite concertos, obviously, because I've become so accustomed to it, because obviously you practice a lot. But I feel like it's known for being very robust and large. It's pretty tiring to play. However, I do believe that that is a reason why, to me, it feels like a very complete concerto. I feel that if I had to add anything, there would be nothing for me to add, truly, because everything is spaced out so well, and just it's a very beautiful concerto.
And the first movement, which you're going to play now, it's as long as many concertos, yeah, the whole thing. So thank you so much, El Cho. I'll let you get settled. You're about to hear the first movement of Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto in D major. The violin soloist, El Cho, who you just heard from, is joined by pianist Milana Pavchinskaya, performing live on Introductions.
Thank you. Thank you.
The first movement, the sweeping first movement of Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto, the finale to our live introductions recital this Saturday morning. The soloist was El Cho, and El, congratulations on that, Tchaikovsky. A couple more questions before you head off. You've just started your senior year of high school, which means college applications are just around the corner. It's September right now. What sort of study do you see yourself doing this time next year?
I do see myself obviously studying violin as well as something in the academic field, probably economics or finance, depending on what school I go to, but yeah.
I note that one of your extracurriculars, the Constitution team, I mean, you have an interest in law. Is that a possibility down the line, law school?
Yeah, for sure. After, I would say I would want to do economics and then follow up with law school if that seems to fit my interests by then, so.
Or postgrad violin.
Yeah.
And then more postgrad violin, and seems to be the pattern for a lot of things. Well, best of luck to you. I know you have a lot of important decisions in the next year. I know senior year is going to be crazy, but thank you for coming into Introductions today and sharing your music with us.
Thank you.
That was El Cho, 16 years old, a senior at Maine South High School, and a violin student of Almita Vamos through the Music Institute of Chicago Academy, where she's in her fifth and final year. And she's been on the show a couple of times previously with Academy Chamber Groups. That's all for Introductions today. I'd like to thank today's collaborative pianist, Milana Pavchinskaya, and the recording engineer, Max Lebien. There are more details about today's show and a podcast version very shortly on the web, wfmt.com/introductions. I'm producer and presenter Robbie Ellis signing off. There'll be more great young local talent on Introductions every Saturday at 11 a.m. on Classical WFMT.
We hope you've enjoyed Introductions, sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bowes. To learn more, visit johnnorwoodlee.com.